In our previous share, we discussed the issue that was introduced in our Gemara, and we read a number of sifim in the Shulchan Aruch about basar shenasal ma'ayim or other foods that are left unsupervised. And actually, the source for this halacha is the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah says, Amarav, Chaisim Chavus Osir, Bechaisim Echad, Champag Mutter Bechaisim Echad. These are obviously abbreviation. And the Gemara explains, Chavus is an abbreviation for Chatiches Dag, piece of fish, Bosor, meat, Yayin, wine, Tchelis, Der Asur Bechaisim Echad, you can't leave them only with one. Schoisim, Champag, which is an abbreviation for Chiltis, it's a dairy dip. Murius is fish sauce. Pas is bread. Gvina, which is Cholov. One Choisim is enough. And there's a very fundamental Machloikis Rishonim. Why Chavis? Why the items called Chavis need two Simonim? And why the items that are called champag, one chaisim is enough. Rashi explains that something which is expensive, so there's an incentive to cheat and switch them or to fabricate them. Therefore, you need two simonim. Items which are cheaper, and therefore there's not such a great incentive, one chaisim is enough. The Rambam, the Rashba, differentiate between something which is osam midaraisa, where there two chaisamis are required, versus something which is only an issa derabbanon, is one chaisim is adequate. The big nafkamina, I saw that the achroinim suggest between the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam, would be wine. Wine is also medaraisa for Yayin Nesach. But what about if the Akum is not an Oyver Avodah Zarah, a Muslim? So if the concern is for that it's expensive, so if wine is an expensive wine, and therefore there's an incentive to switch, so it makes no difference if it's who is the Akum. If, however, the issue is because it's a deraisa derabbanan, so by a Muslim there would be no this concern wouldn't be there, and therefore by a Muslim one chaisin will be enough. Although the Or Sameach says that even by all Akum makes no difference what religion they practice, you need two chaisamos on wine. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos' approach is that there's a nafkamina between something which is gufa yisr versus something which is a taruvis. Something which is pure item, there the yisr is there by itself, two chaisamis are required. Where it's something that has it's only osir because it's a mixture that has in it something that kosher, there one chaisim is adequate. As we started reading in the previous year, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea, Simen Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph, Paskins, Yayin Ubasa Tzorach Shnei Chaisomis, Av Yayin Mevushel, V'Sheicher, and the Mefarshim explained that Sheicher is a problem because they used to pour some wine into the sheker. The kena chaimetz vinegar v'chol murius or pasuk virim. The kol shisur medivrei soifrim. If the issur is only drabonon, muta b'chaisim echad. So it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam and the Rashba, that when you're dealing with something which is an issur deraisa, you need two chaisamis. When you're dealing with something which is an issur drabonon, one chaisim is enough. On the other hand, it's interesting to point out If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hashleach b'yat akum kelim amichodim l'yayim, you send for with an akum wine, tzorach lachtim b'choysim echad, v'yesh mishematru choysim b'toy choysim. The Shulchan Aruch says, maybe you need a choysim b'toy choysim. And it's difficult to understand. Here we're only speaking about kelim hamiyuchadim. We're not even speaking about wine. We're speaking about vessels that are used for wine. And yet the Shulchan Aruch says that there are those that require chaysim b'toy chaysim. So if we follow the opinion of Rashi, it's very understandable. These already are expensive kelim, wine barrels, and therefore there's a greater incentive to cheat, and therefore it makes no difference that we're only dealing with Issa the Rabbanon, and we're not even really dealing with the Issa itself. We're only dealing with a Keli. Yet, Chaysim B'tai Chaysim is required. The Mefarshim say, therefore, that it could be that L'chatchila one should be Machmer for the Shita of Rashi. The Ramah, in his Sefer Torah Chatos, paskins shetoyv lahachmer kedivrei kol haperushim. He says, "Issa deraisa, if something is awesome deraisa, oishim with rabbonim, or even it's only an issa rabbonim v'isur megufoy, it's the issa itself, oishim hum with rabbonim." Or even if it's an Issa Rabbanan, for any Surah Migufa, and it's not Mamish the Isser, Avul Choshev, it's an expensive, there's an incentive to cheat, Bechol Inyan Tzar Chais Matai Chaisim. The Ramah is Machmer for all the Shittas in the Torah's Chattas. It's interesting to point out that in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, that as we just read a few moments ago, quoted a few minutes ago, says that he differentiates between an Issa d'Oraisa and Issa d'Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, doesn't make any comment. So the Paiskim say as follows. Where we're dealing with an Issa d'Oraisa, it's hard to be makel. And a Chaysim b'toy Chaysim is required. In a situation where it's Issa d'Rabbanan, but there's a real incentive to cheat, again, a chaysim b'tai chaysim should be used l'chatchila. Certainly, that's what Ramah in the Torah Chattas holds, and that's what it seems the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav holds. In a situation where, however, it's an Issa b'taruvus, and it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, and there's not such a great incentive to cheat, there we could certainly be more makel. Wine, even though most people we know are very careful with wine, with chaysim b'tai chaysim, it seems that one could be more makel with wine. First of all, the wine nowadays, the goyim are not menasech wine for avodah zarah today, and not necessarily will they have what to gain, and therefore, maybe one could be makel if he left his wine with one chaysim. The paiskim, the rishonim, are also more makel in a situation, and so it says in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, if you're sending something to someone else, and the person who's going to receive it is going to be examining the chaysim and knows the chaysim, there perhaps we could be more makel, and under all circumstances, rely on one chaysim. It's also interesting that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud Ches teaches us that we have to be more machmer by Yisrael Choshud than by an Akum. And by Yisrael Choshed, who is, and the definition of Yisrael Choshed is someone who is Jewish and doesn't, who knows the halachas and doesn't follow them, or is a person that will want to be machshel other people, there we have to be more machma. But when we speak about this halacha of chaysim, in order to avoid the problem of Basar Shinu Salman Ayin or the other problems, there's a very fundamental question that needs to be addressed. And I saw that the Sefer Kashrus Vechsherim Bahalocha discusses this question quite extensively. How do we understand this halacha that we have to have a chaysim or a chaysim b'tay chaysim to sell a chaysim or a chaysim b'tay chaysim? Is it to understand that Chazal said that in order to be able to eat these foods after they were under the control of an Akum, Chazal said they have to have a chaysim, and if it doesn't have a chaysim, the food becomes non-kosher? Or is the concern that we have concern that the Akum may switch it, or and therefore the only way to be certain that that didn't happen is by having a chaysim? And the obvious nafka mina would be in a situation where we have no reason, or we have every reason to believe that there was no switch. Let's say you send something with the Akum in a situation where we know he's an Akum that wouldn't switch, can't switch. Would we need to be concerned, or would we not be need to be concerned? There are those. The Yeshua Yaakov is very clear here in Simon Kuf Yudches that chaysomis are a gzeira from Chazal, that even if the situation might have changed, it doesn't make a nafkamina, and you have to have a chaysim. Other paiskim are more lenient, and they say that if the reason there is no reason to be concerned that the Akum will do anything inappropriate, or the Yisrael Choshed, as we just said a moment ago, we could be more lenient. So this Sefer, Kashrus Vechsherim Bahalocha, wants to make a number of categories. He says, if you leave food with an Akum, it's very possible that something will go wrong. And therefore, under those circumstances, a chaysim is absolutely required. In a situation where it's not that obvious, there it will only be an issur d'rabbanan. And then he says there are situations that Chazal relaxed the requirement of a chaysim. So again, he makes three categories. In a situation with a strong reason to be concerned, he holds it's an issur d'oraisa. In a situation where there isn't such strong concern, but there is room for concern, it's a gzeir d'rabbanan. But then he says that under certain circumstances, d'rabbanan have relaxed their requirement when they saw there was no need for a chaysim. And therefore, he says, if somebody sends food with the Akum, he's mechuyev to have chaysomis midaraisa. If you send it with an Akum that you know is a reliable individual, that wouldn't just switch something, midrabonon, you need a chaysim. But if there are situations with Chazal, and we'll give such examples, know that the person won't switch, they relax the requirement. It's important as we get deeper into the shir and speak about chaysomis, it's important to point out that chaysomis, when we speak about chaysomis here, we don't mean a chaysom that's a kashrus symbol. A kashrus symbol is a sign that this food was made under the supervision of a kosher certification agency. That's not what the chaisim here means. Chaisim here is that perhaps there was a switch, and the way to be sure that the food wasn't switched is to make sure, to have a chaisim on it. And therefore, they say that if a food was sent with an akum, without a chaisim, and we know that the akum will not have any benefit from switching it, we could be more makel. There are paiskim, the marit, that says that we need to be concerned that the akum would do it lahachis, but most paiskim are makel. They say where there's no financial gain with the akum switching it, there's no financial gain for the akum to switch it, we could be makel to allow the food to be eaten even without a chaisim. Again, there are paiskim that say that if food was sent with an akum, even in a situation where there is no reason to be concerned that he's going to switch it, he has no financial gain, that those that are machmer by if there's a question of a deraisa versus a question of a derabbanan. One thing that I saw that the paiskim say, the Beis Shlomo says this, and other paiskim say this, that when we say that in order for it to be lenient, the akum has to have no gain at all from switching. The paiskim say that if the akum is going to have any gain from switching, even if it's a minimal financial gain, it's ready also. In a situation where he can have minimal gain, but it'll be a lot of work for minimal gain, the paiskim disagree, and they seem to say again that in any situation where there's going to be gain, the halacha is, even if it'll take great effort, we have to be machmer. In a situation where the akum will lose by making the switch, there the paiskim are certainly more makel. And in general, the Rajba says that even though, as we're learning now, if there is no gain, we could be more makel, that's only in a situation where that's only b'di'evit. L'chatchila, we should always send something with a chaisim, even if it's something that's only an issa d'rabbanon, we should still try to always send it with a chaisim. When we speak about a chaisim, so now we need to understand what is considered a valid chaisim. So there's a very important Me'iri. And the Me'iri says, because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch speaks about tit, about something that had a thing on it made out of cement. It had knots that were tied in a certain way. The Me'iri says a very big chiddush, but it's a very good, very understandable chiddush. The Me'iri says that whenever you have a situation that if this food or whatever you sent was tampered, you would be able to tell that it was tampered, says the Me'iri, we could be more makel. Because the whole point here is to make sure that it wasn't tampered with. So, in other words, nowadays, when you have food in a can, or you have food in a sealed wrapper, where if that can or wrapper were tampered with, it would certainly be noticed that it was taught, that was tampered with. That's called Chosim Hamuvak. And the Meiri, to read the words of the Meiri in Masechta Chulin Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, Chosim Hamuvak, Shein Adovim Motzu L'Zayfoy, that if you're going to tamper with it, you'll be able to tell. Hareyu Kishoy Shnei Chosomus. And therefore, even though there's a lot of questions about the Chosomus that are used nowadays, because there's a very big discussion by the Poskim that nowadays most Chosomus are easily copied. That means if you have a piece of tape, you'll have a bag that you have meat in it, and you put two pieces of tape on it with a Siman Kashrus, with a kosher supervision agency's symbol on it. So the question is that a good chosim? Why? You have here two chosims, but they're very easily copied. It's not a big deal for anybody to copy it. What is the din? So many paiskim are makel, and their position is, since it's illegal to use a copyrighted siman, and the government and international courts protect copyrights, that's fine. Another approach that I heard myself from Rabbi Yosha Vital is that we may not be any more religious than Chazal were. And if Chazal told us that a chosim is a chosim, he says, who says that in the times of Chazal, the simonim that we used could not be forged? And if Chazal said in their times that a chosim is adequate, it's adequate now as well. However, if we combine with that the words of the Meiri, that the Meiri says that if it will be tampered with, you'll be able to tell that it was tampered with. If we combine the Meiri to the government control and the vote of Rabbi Yoshev, certainly that will be considered a chosim b'tai chosim.